Microsoft stock was down slightly today on news that the company will abolish its employee stock option plan, the same plan that produced thousands of Microsoft millionaires over the years. Instead, the company will issue actual stock to its employees as part of their compensation package. An estimated 15% of U.S. public companies issue options in addition to regular compensation. Options allow employees to purchase company stock at a set price, which can amount to huge discounts during a bull market. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports on whether the change at Microsoft is likely to force change throughout the industry.
The heady days of the late 1980s and early 1990s are over at Microsoft. Back then, mid-level employees who exercised their options wisely could become millionaires in just 3 or 4 years. But today, the stock is worth roughly half of what it was at the very end of 1999, and about half of the options held by Microsoft's 50,000 employees are now essentially worthless. So, as company CEO Steve Ballmer explained in a conference call, the company is changing its policy to give stock instead of options.
We're enthusiastic about the changes that we're making for our own company. We recognize our leadership position in the industry, and people will look at this in that context, but we certainly respect that from a compensation perspective, it's not one size fits all in this industry. Different firms will do different things appropriately.
Opinions differ as to whether Microsoft's move will prompt other companies to do the same. Brian Foley, a veteran compensation expert, says he thinks it will.
We now have an example of a major user of stock options going cold turkey to a program that only involves outright stock grants.
He says it will put more pressure on other companies to offer the same deal as Microsoft. In the roaring 1980s and 90s, companies, including Microsoft, used options to lure talent. Startup companies, especially technology companies, could pay relatively little but promise a lot in terms of options and future wealth. But with the stock market climbing slowly, if at all, options aren't nearly as attractive to many employees. Moreover, many critics have argued that options have prompted corporate managers to emphasize short-term rather than long-term performance. Last year, Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan blamed poorly structured options as a major contributor to, quote, infectious greed of business of the 1990s. Finally, some investors and regulators are pushing to change the way in which options are treated for accounting purposes. If the changes were to go into effect, these options would appear as a corporate expense, and that would decrease the company's bottom line. Many companies are fighting those contemplated changes, including two technology giants, Intel and Cisco Systems. Both have indicated they will continue their stock option programs. Former Congressman Rick White now heads TechNet, a group of technology CEOs. He says that although Microsoft has good reasons to abandon its stock option program, he doesn't think other companies will.
This has much more to do with where Microsoft itself is in terms of growing as a company, becoming a mature company, in some ways more like Coca-Cola than like the Microsoft of 15 years ago.
But for other less mature firms, he says options can still be a good thing.
Stock options are a tool for a company that feels like it's got to encourage its employees to take risks. And for a growth-oriented, you know, high-technology, innovation-based company, that may make a lot of sense.
Whatever other companies choose to do, Microsoft's new compensation plan will go into effect September 1st. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.